You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
And this is our main text. You can open your Bibles with me in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, and the following verses. The Bible tells us, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it, you shall not do any work. You or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days, the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that's in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. We're going to talk about the Sabbath, but my question is, whenever you hear the word Sabbath, ano yung unang naisip ninyo? Maybe if you're a student na sobrang dami mong requirements, naisip mo kagad, Sabbath, for me, that's sleeping all day. Okay, that's sobrang pagod ako. Okay, maybe for some of you, Sabbath would be like having a movie marathon. Okay, tatapusin mo yung series mo in one day, di ba? Following day, talagang masabi mo, natapos ko na yung season 1, di ba? Season 1 in one day, di ba? Maybe you're here thinking about Sabbath as a vacation or as a time to connect with your friends and family. You know, those things are good, but as we will see, Sabbath is more than our personal pleasures. There's something in the Sabbath that God wants to be highlighted for who He is and that He wanted us to be blessed as well. Because this picture that I'm going to show you is in summary, a picture of most of us when we start going on to work. Okay? Or maybe do your roles. Kung ikaw ay housewife and you're taking care of the baby, that's your work. And usually, ito yung tendency natin. Okay? Always in a hurry. Okay? Always nagmamadali. Maybe kagaya ko na pag-breakfast, talagang ang bilis ko kumain kasi mali-late na ako. Kailangan ko nang pumunta sa work dahil excited ako to do my work and, you know, just meet people. Most of us tend to be in this trap because of the culture that we all also live in. Iniisip kasi natin, the more time we give to work, the more money we will have. The more time na mag-isip tayo na kahit nasa bed na tayo, di ba, sumasagot ka pa ng email mo, di ba, may client calls ka pa rin, matutulog ka na lang. Kasi sayang eh, baka ma-miss mo yung opportunity of God in you. Baka ito na yon. But if you have consecrated, if you have set apart a day as your Sabbath, maybe for most of you it's a Sunday, okay, you should be faithful to really set it and do as God has instructed. So ito yung common words na we usually can relate, no? I believe we're usually overworked, we're overscheduled, and we are overwhelmed with a lot of things to do. Kaya kahit sa bed, di ba, nadadala pa rin natin. Di ba? Like ako minsan, parang excited ako, i-meet yung mga estudyante, yung mga leaders ko. So, minsan, nahuli pa rin ako, asawa ko, o sino yung kausap mo? I have to reply. Di ba? May ganun tayong tendency. Because of this restlessness, because of this this kind of a plague that traps us, okay, kung ano-ano yung nangyayari at hindi lang tayo naapektuhan. Parang picture na ganito, di ba? Lampas na alas 5, di mo pa tapos yung trabaho mo. Dahil mo pa rin iniisip, di ba? Sobrang stressed ka na, exhausted ka na, depleted, stressed, and drained ka na. Parang gusto mo nang itulog, tapos pwede bang dito na ako mag-cap, di ba? Dito na ako matutulog mag-overnight sa office para tuloy-tuloy na to talaga. And that's our tendency. Okay, talagang paplakda tayo because of our drive and our some of the mindset that we need to check with the Word of God. Bakit ganito tayo? May mga hugot pa nga na linya na kagaya nito, di ba? Na sabi dito, bago ko binitawan ang salitang pagod na ako, hindi mo lang alam kung gaano ko pinangahawakan ang salitang kaya ko pa. Diba? May mga ganito tayong hugot dyan. Hindi mo lang alam yan, boss. Ito pong picture na to ay picture ng isa sa mga Victory Group leaders natin. And he's one of the busiest leader. In fact, he could still manage to lead a Victory Group. But this week, sabi na kinikwento niya lang, grabe yung work week niya. And may ginawa yung HR nila sa kanilang office dahil sobrang busy nga ng mga workers. Nagpasok ng mga nagmamassage every Tuesday and Thursday. Para kung gusto mo, mag-overtime ka, meron doon para mag-relax ka for 20 minutes. But the thing is,
You're still in the office. Okay, you're still having your overtime.
Okay naman yung overtime, ano, but dapat hindi siya regular thing. For some season, may ganun talaga, but dapat hindi siya regular thing sa buhay natin. Like, here in church, as a pastor, pagdating po ng Christmas, pagdating po ng start of the year, talagang busy kami because we meet with a lot of leaders, we meet with a lot of volunteers, and may mga seasons talaga na parang busy ka. But pag naging lifestyle na, something must be wrong if it continues to be like that. So ito po si Francis, ano? So talaga nag-e-enjoy siya dun sa kanyang libreng massage in the office. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna look at what the Bible says about what the Sabbath is so that we could apply it and get the blessings that God intended for us even as we apply it. So alamin po natin, what is it? And why we need it? And how can we practically apply it to our lives? Maybe you are here, you're a student. Okay, your studies, that's your work. And sometimes, di ba, sobrang into your schoolwork, nakalimutan mo na yung relationships and the things that matters most in your life. If you're here, a professional, okay, ganun din yung tendency natin, nakalimutan natin yung mga magulang natin, nakalimutan natin yung mga kaibigan natin, and God, nakalimutan din natin siya. And for all of us, this would be applicable. So what is the Sabbath? We can learn about the Sabbath when we go to Genesis, where this concept was first taught. Sabi ho dito sa Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. Ito po yung binanggit din kanina sa Exodus. Sabi dito, on the seventh day, God finished His work that He had done. And He what? He rested on the seventh day from all His work that He had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy because on it, God rested from all His work that He had done in creation. So ulit, God rested, He rested after doing His work. Okay, now if you are here and you don't have a work, I pray and we pray with you that you will find your work because the Bible clearly tells us even kanina, di ba? You shall labor 6 days and you shall do all your work. But today we're going to talk about the role of rest in our lifestyle. Now here in this text, God rested doesn't mean si God napapagod. Because the Bible tells us hindi siya napapagod. He doesn't slumber nor sleep. But the text here, the idea is like a painter. Okay, may isa pong painter parang si God. After finishing his painting, his masterpiece, he would stand back and enjoy what he has done. So the same way when God finished creation, pwede naman yung gawin isang araw, di ba? When he did that, binigyan niya tayo ng pattern on how we should work. And also how we should value rest. That on the seventh day, hindi siya yung natulog dahil pagod, but He was there to enjoy a relationship with us, mankind. Notice that mankind was made on the sixth day. Hindi yung ginawa sa una para kasama tayong magtrabaho at the beginning, di ba? Hindi tayo gumawa ng mga stars. But everything was set in place. And the day after the sixth day, the first sight of mankind was not God working, but God resting. It was a way of saying, I'm enjoying my work. It was God saying this, and I want you to enjoy what I have done. And I want to share the glory and the goodness of myself in you. So it was a concept of relationship. So what is the Sabbath? First, Sabbath is all about remembering who we are and who God is. We are to be mindful of this day. After working for six days, we are to enjoy the fruits of our labor. We are to pause. We are to worship in a way that's even more extended. I pray naman, hindi mo sabihin, hindi ka na nag-worship sa work mo, no? But you worship God in your work, but on the seventh day, you worship Him with a much, much extended time. I tried to look at the meaning of the original text nung remember, and iba-iba hong translation. At ito po yung meaning niya. The word remember means remember. Kasi lahat tayo nakakalimutan natin. Isa lang, alalahanin mo lagi, pahalagahan mo, be mindful of the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. So, it's about remembering. It's about a day to worship God. A day to remind ourselves that we are sinners and we have a Redeemer who saved us from our sins and He's blessing us with all the bonuses that we have in life. Because the next thing after salvation, lahat po yan mga bonus. Okay, yung mga asawa, yung asawa natin, yung ating mga anak, ating mga trabaho, lahat ng good things after our salvation, that is a blessing from God. So we remember that He is the source, He is our life, and that He is our source of everything. Because if we don't practice the Sabbath, yung work po ang nagiging God natin. Nagiging source of life, nagiging source of significance natin. But it's a way to recalibrate us. A way to bring us back into the right alignment about who we are standing before God. So it's about remembering. Pangalawa, it's a day also wherein you don't just worship God, extended time of quiet time, of reading the word and reflection, but it's also a day wherein you rest up. Okay? You sleep and you eat good food. And you enjoy, di ba, the blessings of the earth. The pleasure that we can get in life. You rest up. Kailangan po natin ng tulog. Because that is a blessing from God. So on a Sabbath day, if Sunday is your Sabbath day, I pray na kaninong umaga nakapagpahinga naman kayo, nakapag-replenish kayo physically. Kung kayo ay into biking, yung meron kang mga leisure things na out of work, sana nagawa ho natin yun if Sunday is your Sabbath. Okay, you do things outside work, physically also you regain the strength that you need. So it's not just about remembering or a day of worship, not just about dressing up physically, but it's also, again, kagaya nga nung nabanggit kanina, and it was mentioned here again in Exodus 20 verse 11, for in the 6 days the Lord made heaven and the earth, the sea and all that's in them, and He rested on the seventh day. Again, the idea of connecting with the relationships that values most. Sa buhay po ninyo, just question lang, ano? The same way that God connected with us and enjoyed what He has done with us, sa inyo, sino yung mga tao na yun na napaka-importante that you must not miss? You know, learning from and sharing your life with, who are those people? Maybe you're here, you're married. How is your marriage? Especially if you have children already, you have to guard your relationship because that's foundational in parenting. Maybe you are here and you are a student. How is your relationship with your parents? Are you still on the loop kung anong nangyayari sa kanila? How are your key relationships in life? And the Sabbath gives us that picture of just remembering who God is and who we are, that He is our Redeemer. It's a day that we rest physically and enjoy good things in life. It's also a day that we reconnect with the vital relationships that we have, He has given us. Gospel Transformation Bible Commentary tells us that the Sabbath day, ito yung simple definition niya. Sabbath day is a day God commands us to set apart for His worship and for our rest. Kamusta tayo? Are we still rested? Because if we fail to rest, you know, to really do the Sabbath day as God intended, pagpasok ko ng Monday, Tuesday, delikado tayo sa work, hindi tayo rested. So we fail to make the right choices, the best choices, and hindi lang tayo minsan yung nagsasuffer, but even the relationship we have. Now, maybe you're here and you're thinking, di ba sayang yung isang araw kung ipapahinga ko lang din yun? Or, di ba, winworship ko naman si God araw-araw, natutulog naman ako araw-araw, but kailangan ko bang iset aside yung isang araw? Okay, para tutukan ko si God at para tutukan ko yung mga relationships na binigay niya sa akin at para makapagpahinga ako. Now, the idea is like this, the story of two woodcutters. Merong dalawang wood choppers that were in a contest, and one of the wood choppers, ang ginawa niya, kasi meron silang time limit, sinong pinakamaraming matcha-chop, mas mananalo. And so, itong isa, talagang grabe, talagang todo-todo siya nung 8 hours. But the other one, hindi lang siya todo-todo, he was wise in the way he does the work. Every after an hour, he would rest for 10 to 15 minutes and sit down. And at the end of the contest, guess sinong nanalo? Si Tatang. Okay, yung si, ano, si Tatay po. Yung nasa right, left side ninyo. Why? Because even as he rests, even as he sits down, okay, he was recuperating, he was gaining strength, and he wasn't just doing that, he was sharpening his axe. So it's the same way when we do the Sabbath, it's sharpening our souls, it's letting our soul catch up, it's sharpening our minds and even our bodies so that we would be full charge to do the work that God has called us to do. Why do we need to keep on doing it? Why do we need to practice it even in our day and age? Because here's the reason why. Ang tendency ko kasi natin, pag hindi natin i-commit yung isang araw ng ating isang linggo para kay God, makakalimutan natin siya. Makakalimutan natin that He is the source of our finances, He is the source of our strength, the source of our jobs and the profession that we are now enjoying, and He's the source of our relationships. And dangerous ho yun, because kung nakalimutan na natin siya, nagkaroon na naman tayo ng ibang idols. Diba ito yung first commandment? First two commandments, you shall not make for yourself an idol. Dapat si God. And so it recalibrates us, it realigns us about who God is and who we are. Meron nung isang author by the name of Richard Exley. Sabi niya, ang ganda nung sinabi niya dito, no? Mahusay. Kaya basahin natin yung sinabi niya. And he says it very well. He said that in our culture, work has become a god. It is the preeminent factor in organizing human life and establishing personal identities. It so dominates people's lives that there is little time for themselves or their families. The Sabbath is God's answer. It serves as a counterbalance, establishing the inalienable human right to rest. It is designed to protect us from the dangers of physical exhaustion, psychological stress, and the interpersonal alienation which result from idolization and over-identification work. Grabe daming Sean, ano? But the thing is, sinasabi niya lang dito, pag nawala na si God sa picture, puro na lang tayo trabaho, delikado yan for us. Delikado yan for you physically, delikado yan for you relationally, and even delikado yan for you mentally. Okay, and it would be counterproductive, hindi tayo magiging fruitful. Here are some of the things that are being affected when we fail to apply the Sabbath. Yung parenting ho natin, minsan, naapektuhan na rin. Dahil sobra tayong type A person, we want to achieve, nandiyo napapasa natin sa mga anak natin. May tutorial na nga sila after nung school nila, gusto natin maging into sports pa sila, into music, di ba? Dami nating nabibigay na load. Because hindi natin, akala natin it would be for their good, but sila pala na-stress na rin. How is our parenting? How are the kids? How are they doing relationally with us? We need to check that. Pastor John Piper, one of the pastors that God is using as a voice in our generation, sabi niya, no, sleep is like a broken record that comes around with the same message every day. Paulit-ulit lang sinasabi ng sleep sa atin that man is not sovereign. You may be the boss of your company, you might be the leader of your ministry, you might be the one in charge of a lot of people, but sleeping every night reminds you and me that we are not ultimately in charge. We need the rest that God gives. We need not just the physical rest, but even the spiritual rest that He gives us as a gift. Isa pa ho to sa mga results ng being stressed out and not really applying the Sabbath. Itong tinatawag na karoshi. Anybody who are familiar with karoshi? Ito po yung nangyayari ngayon sa Japan that thousands die, drop dead because of overwork. You could check it out. It's still happening. Dahil sobra sila into work, okay, bigla na lang patay. Parang yung picture kanina, ganun. So, minsan pag nasa office ka, no, bro, pa-email po, pa-email. Bro, uy, patay na pala, di ba? Sobrang overwork, drop dead. And it's a reality. Because they fear na pag nawala sila ng trabaho, daming mamimiss na opportunity, and daming mga bayarin na hindi mababayaran. But again, who is the source of our work? Who is the source of our provision? We have to remember that. Another tragedy because of unrested staff and people. Ito yung tinatawag natin na nangyari noong 1989, yung Exxon oil spill. Kanina, after the service, may lumapit sa akin na staff. Actually, sa Exxon Philippines pala siya nag-work. And pinag-aaralan talaga nila ito. Kaya napaka maingat na ho sila ngayon with their staff and with the way they train. Itong oil spill na nangyari noong 1989, hanggang ngayon sa Canada, may mga apektadong areas pa rin. And nung pinag-aralan nila yung source, okay, how this came to be, sabi nila, ito yung isa sa mga major reasons. They failed to provide a rested, sufficient crew. Pangalawang reason, no, pag binasa mo, because of fatigue and excessive workload. So they're stressed out, they're not rested. And so, hindi lang sarili nila yung naapektuhan yung mga families nila and even other nations surrounding the ship. If you're gonna summarize and gonna look at the essence of Sabbath, it's actually an issue of trust. Kanino ka nagtitiwala? Nagtitiwala ka ba sa trabaho mo, sa sarili mong strategy? Or are you willing to trust God that He is the source? That He will give you the idea, that He will give you power to produce wealth, even as the scriptures promise us. He is our God and He is the source of our everything. Kaya nga pag nasa bakasyon ka, no, pwede mong pigilan yun, yung check ka pa rin ng email mo, alam mo yun? Nasa Sunday service ka, ito yung Sabbath mo, nag-check ka pa rin ng ano mo, Facebook page mo, di ba? May bumili ba? Di ba may nabenta ba ako na ngayon sa channel ko, di ba? Minsan, parang hindi tayo makafocus because we trust in the things that we do more than we trust in who God is. A picture of this trusting relationship with God and with His people, makikita rin po natin ito sa story ng Exodus. Nung si God ay nag-provide ng manna and quail sa kanyang mga Israelites, kanyang people, He instructed them that every day go out and work and get yourselves food. Okay, but at the sixth day, you get double portion kasi sa seventh day, I want you to rest. I want you to observe the Sabbath. So may ilan sa kanila pasaway. Yung iba, instead na they would gather just for one day, they gathered more than for one day. So nangyari, naging uod yung mga kinulek nilang food. Diba? Kasi hindi sila sumunod. And some other people, they did not honor the Sabbath day. And so on the sixth day, or on the seventh day, they still went out and look for food. Ano nangyari sa kanila? Napagod lang sila. Wala lang nangyaring, walang provision. It's the same way when God tells us to rest and to have this appointment with Him, the day that's consecrated for Him, for worship and for our physical rest, it's believing that God could provide even before we decide to rest. Because He is the source of our provision. Kung yung sa Exodus, sa Israelites, dinoble niya yung provision, when we rest, we could be rest assured and we could trust that, you know, even as I rest, I know God is doing something behind the scenes. That He is the source of my job, of the wisdom that I have for this job, and this calling that He calls me to do. That's why in Proverbs, there's a wisdom that tells us here, sabi dito sa Proverbs 23 verse 4, do not weary yourself trying to get rich. Be wise enough to know when to stop, when to quit. Sabbath day is a day where we quit working and we just start focusing on who God is, remembering who He is as our Redeemer. So we covered what the Sabbath is. It's about remembering. It's about resting physically. It's about reconnecting with the vital relationships that we have. And we need to do it because of our tendency to make work our idol. The last question we're answering is, how do we practically do it? The principle is, I don't want to be legalistic. Okay, it's not on a Sunday or a Saturday or a Monday. But the principle, as we study the word, is 6 days we work and one day we give it to God as a Sabbath day, as a rest, as a worship. And so when we commit one day to God, Lord, ito yung Sabbath ko, Lord, I want to be regular in this. Okay, the principle is still the same. Remember who God is. Worship Him. Have extended time reflecting what He has done and enjoy the fruits of His labor in and through your life. It's a time wherein you rest physically, enjoy good food, and you know, not just that, but share your life. What's now happening sa buhay mo? Kamusta yung mga parents mo? Kamusta yung asawa mo? Kamusta yung mga anak mo? It's a day to reconnect with the vital relationships that we have. One of the highlights of my ministry week this week was having to officiate a funeral service. And this guy was my schoolmate, and his father died full years, 80 years old. It was a blessing. And you know, every time I do funerals, it reminds me that there is more to life than just working. That there's more to life than just, you know, tiring our bodies. Na minsan naluloko natin sarili natin, actually this is for them, but hey, how's our relationships? When you are on your funeral, okay, pag dumating ho, because that's our destiny, all of us, okay, ano yung legacy na naiwan natin with the people that God has surrounded us with? And two of the most important people in my life is si Ethel po, tsaka yung baby namin si Thea. And this was during one of the times that we were having fun with our relatives, my parents,
My dad actually celebrated his 60th birthday during this day. And so we were just playing around and, you know, may nakita kami mga sombrero, picture kami. You know, Sabbath day doesn't mean that you would, spend a lot of money naman eh. You would need just to be creative. And the principle is the same. Just need to extend time with God, remembering for who He is, resting your bodies, and, you know, having fun with the people that God has given you. So the principle is this, that you worship God and enjoy the rest that God is granting you. In closing, I want to say that the Sabbath day is for God's glory. It's supposed to be for Him and for our own good. And God is so excited to meet with us once a week, at least once a week, in an extended time na hindi tayo nagtatrabaho. He appointed a day with us na talagang makamusta niya tayo. How are you doing? How are your relationships? I want to guide you. I want to give you breakthroughs. I want to give you creative ideas. The question is, are we showing up on that appointed day of worship and our rest? It's for God's glory. And it's for our good. My prayer is, even as we spend the Sabbath, even as we reflect on this, we would really enjoy the rest that God is giving us, His people, and that we would be charged and equipped, filled with the energy that doesn't come just for physical rest, but even from Him who is the source of rest. So I'll bow down our heads and pray. God, we thank You that You have set up a day for us, that You commanded us as a loving God, as a loving Father, to rest up. Lord, to remember for You, for who You are and for who we are. Lord, that we are sinners, that You saved us. Like the Israelites, God, we were in our sin, but Lord, when we cried out to You, God, You have set us free to live a new life, to be Your people, to enjoy the blessing, the plan that You have for us.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.